Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Individuality is so important, especially in the life of an artist and in their life and in their work. And so when you have an artist like Lauren Talley, who doesn't step away from the family business, but really grows into her own individual sound as a solo artist alongside her work with the Talley Trio, you've got something pretty cool that's happening here. Not only with a new project that's out, okay, that's a given, artists record new CDs, but now a new book. And we're going to learn more about this chapter in Lauren Talley's life on Daniel Britt and Friends. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Daniel, how are you doing today?
Oh, great. And I'm interested, and I've got to be honest, everybody, I'm interested in what the book's about because we're pulling a Larry King here. Larry King never reads books before he interviews because he thinks it'll ruin the interview. It'll introduce bias. So I don't want to do that. And the book is set to come out real soon. And so you can just share from your heart as to what the book's about as we go along here, but also a new project. And do you have a title set for this? Is it Songs in the Night?
The title for the book and the album is Songs in the Night, and that title is based out of the first essay in the book, which is built around Psalm 77, and if you read that scripture, you'll see really quick where the title comes from.
Yeah. Well, so with that theme, Songs in the Night, I guess this my guess would be music and a book written about hope and finding hope maybe in the darkest times, huh?
Absolutely. It was born out of a struggle of my own. A lot of people look at the artists that sing on stage and that travel around the country in a bus and think that life, that is all our life is, that life is just great all the time. And nothing could be further from the truth. Life happens to all of us, and we deal with the same everyday circumstances that you do. Wherever you are in your life, there is another person who has been there as well. And God has to teach us a lot of the same lessons and bring us through a lot of the same things. And I talk about that a lot in this book, and I also share some of the things that God taught me through Scripture and helped me overcome my circumstance with those things that I talk about in the book.
Well, let's go back a little bit before we get to maybe the struggles and things. I mean, you grew up probably... I know there are a lot of road kids out there, but I don't know you. And I've got a story, and I think I've told you this. My grandparents, and you and I are about the same age, so I don't remember it. But my grandparents say that the Talleys came to our church when I was a kid, and you were just a little tyke, and you were, you know, I think, a baby even, and were not, you were sick. And so your mom had to rush right off from the stage and go back out to the bus and take care of you. And anyway, but that just reminds me that you literally grew up on the road. I mean, probably from the cradle. When you talked about just there how people think, oh, they're an artist, they live a different life, they live a glamorous life. How do you feel? I mean, growing up, you sometimes feel like, well, maybe I am different because I ride around on buses.
I wish I could take those people home with me.
Yeah, really.
Because, you know, when we come home off the road, we throw all our bags down in the same spot in the house every week, and you know, my mom is responsible for a lot of the business things of the group, and my dad is too. They start getting on their computers, their phones, they go to their desks, and you know, we're cooking dinner, I'm on the phone or the computer doing things with our websites and different things like that as well. We're going off to the studio. You know, we're always busy, and we have family to take care of, and you know, it's very much a normal life. And you know, I wish that I could show what our lives are really like every day to the people that we sing to, but more than that, I want people to know that we're just people.
Yeah.
And so are all of their favorite singers. We're just people. We're all trying to figure this all out together, and you know, God's teaching us all day by day. And yes, He has taught me a great deal through my life spent on the road. I started traveling with my parents at 1 year old, and I started singing on stage at age two. And this has been just how my life has been through the whole thing. And I'm so blessed. God has truly allowed me to do what I love to do. And I'm so thankful that He allows me to do it with my family and has blessed me with opportunities far beyond what I deserve or what I could have created for myself. And it's just, it's a privilege for me to not only learn about him through what I do, but he teaches me so much about myself and about the needs of others in my day-to-day interactions with the people that I sing to.
Lauren Talley is on our guest line, and Lauren's got the new project that's called Songs in the Night, of course, music, but also a book that will be coming out, too, under that same title, Songs in the Night. We've got more with Lauren Talley on the way here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Tough times are right before my eyes. So close, they make it hard to see. Much beyond myself and where you're leading me. Dark skies as I lie awake. In silence, once again I find the battle's all about where I set my mind. So till a new day finally comes, I'll think on all the mighty things you've done. And I will sing songs in the night, while in a time of so little light, I'll recall your goodness, your faithfulness, and the great things in my life. These will be my songs in the night. Each time life brings me to my knees, I will pour out my heart to you and run into your word, for your promises are true. And even though it doesn't feel close, I'll trust you with me still. And I will sing songs in the night, while in a time of so little light, I'll recall your goodness, your faithfulness, will be my songs in the night. This will be my song in my darkest hour. More than my own strength, I'll trust in your power. So little light, I'll recall your goodness, your faithfulness, and the great things in my life. These will be my song. Night.
Lauren Talley's our guest today on Daniel Britt and Friends, and glad to have her with us. Now, I don't want to be unfair, and because I think that because you've grown up on the road, Lauren, a lot of us may take it for granted that we all know your story. You know, that, yeah, your mom and dad and uncle, I mean, the Talley's, just legendary name in Christian music. And then you eventually came and grew up into what we know now as the Talley Trio. But for those who maybe didn't grow up alongside the same Talley story as we did, why don't you come in right about the time you started singing? I mean, I know you were doing stuff as a kid, but when did you really, really, really know you wanted to sing and take up the family business?
I was probably about 12 years old when I first started realizing that God had a call on my life. And at the time, I did not foresee that my family and I would be singing together the way that we are now. That was never really a plan for us. It just sort of happened. That's the way that God made it happen. But I was 13 when we started singing together, just here and there on a local and regional basis. And God just began showing me that although I had grown up with mom and dad on the road and I was part of what they did, that I had my own calling and his own plan for me apart from that. And I think that's something that each individual as a Christian needs to understand, that God has a unique plan for our lives, not just for the lives of those around us, and that we can individually have something very special between us and God. And God just began doing a lot of things in my life during my early teen years, and that's when we really started to get busy in our singing as the Talley Trio. And it just sort of snowballed for the next several years. We were very blessed to have a lot of great opportunities. We became part of the Gaither Homecoming Tour and Video Series, and that was a really valuable learning time for me. I got to sit alongside my peers every night and watch what they did, and I got to ask them questions. And I gained so much from that experience. And really, watching other people has really helped mold me as an artist and has helped shape me in the kind of music that I love to do, but also in the way that I communicate with people. I love to watch other people who are really good at what they do and glean from that. And it's been a process. You know, a lot of people only see the finished product, what we put on stage and the performance aspect of it. But like I said earlier, you know, I wish I could take people home with me, because really the most valuable work is done when not a lot of people are watching. And my growth as a person, my growth as an artist, and my growth as a Christian have come when no one was watching. And a lot of times it takes the hard times to really shape you as a person and as a Christian and enable you to serve others better. And that's where I feel like I am right now. God has had to bring me through some difficult things in order to really give me something to say, I feel, to people now. And I truly feel that God has given me a specific message to deliver to people.
Wow. And the finished product, I mean, you're right about that, what people see. And because these two projects we're talking about, the CD and the book, are titled Songs in the Night, and if it's going to be a personal thing for you, most people may be thinking, well, what does Lauren Talley's night season even look like? I mean, is it a slump in record sales? Is it a bad hair night? I mean, what does a night season look like for an artist? Because you don't typically think of artists, and it's so unfortunate. Hopefully we can bring the level of the stage down to a level playing field, because I think that's so important, that artists go through periods of deep loneliness too, and stressful friendships and hurt feelings, just like we do. So you want to talk about the hope that you found through the struggles? I mean, is it like one significant event or a couple, or is it just kind of a learning process as you've talked about throughout your young childhood and into your adulthood here?
Well, there was one specific instance that really just brought everything down to probably the lowest point of my life up to then. It was about 2 years ago. I was dealing with a lot of personal struggles in some of my relationships, and I was very hurt. I had a lot of pain, a lot of loneliness to deal with. And on top of that, I was very ill for about 3 months. The doctors told me that I had mononucleosis for the third time, and that it was turning into chronic fatigue syndrome. And I would just have to rest constantly, even on stage, on the road. I would have to rest all day on the bus, go on stage and sing, and then go back to the bus and rest some more. And that was the most miserable time of my life. I had never experienced anything so low and so frustrating. And it was a very dark time for me spiritually as well. I kept asking God over and over, why am I having to go through this? And what is your plan for all of this? And is it always going to hurt this bad? And I didn't really know what else to do other than dig in deeper with God. And I dove into Scripture and the Word like I never had before. And as I began studying the Word more seriously, God began showing me some things about my life and about what His plan for me was. And one of the first places that He led me was Psalm 77. Because so often we think that our circumstances and our feelings are unique to us. And He showed me in Psalm 77 that the writer of that psalm felt just like I did so many years ago. And He showed me the proper way in dealing with pain and frustration and despair. And He showed me through that scripture that we have to concentrate and focus on God in the hard times, not on ourselves or our efforts to change things or our problems. But our focus belongs on the Lord in the difficult times. And I learned so much from that. And I began filling up two notebooks with the studies in Scripture that God was leading me to. I wrote down my prayers, my thoughts, everything that was going on in my life at that time. I wrote it down. And after I came through all of that, and after God really began doing a positive work in my life and making my trials come out to victories, I started reading those notebooks over again just to see where God had brought me to. And it was this still small voice that whispered in my head and in my heart, "Hey, there's the book you've always wanted to write." And I thought, "What? God, you've got to be kidding me. This is not a book." And He said, "It's not right now, but it will be." And so I began turning those journals into the book that's now called Songs in the Night. And He also led me to do an album to go along with the book. And I say that not to do another product pitch, but to tell people that I have been where you are. I know what it's like to be one of the broken ones, so to speak. And lots of other people do. And the good news is that we don't have to stay broken. There is an answer for our pain. There is a solution for our problem. And God is very clear in the scripture as to what that answer is. And I tell you that because I want to tell you that I want to help you deal with the things in your life that are frustrating you, that are painful for you. And this is the way that God's led me to do it, through this book and this album, and through my new website, LaurenTallyOnline.com. God has really touched my heart and spoken to me and led me to reach out to people in a new way, to show them my heart and my experience in the hopes that I can help them through whatever trial they're going through. And that's really the desire of my heart throughout this whole thing.
200 miles away, a storm had just blown through. Before the sun came up the next day, the church was on the move. With so many hurting, left with nothing of their own, that's when the people of the Lord opened up their homes. Love goes the extra mile and gives itself away. It reaches to the broken to help restore their faith, till the lost are redeemed, till every heart is reconciled. Yeah, love goes the extra mile. At a Wednesday night church meeting, a prayer request was made for a husband and a wife whose vows were just about to break. And when they said amen that evening, the Spirit stirred some friends to drive across that little town to go and pray with them. Love goes the extra mile and gives itself away. It reaches to the broken ones to help restore their faith. Till the lost are redeemed, till every heart is reconciled. Yeah, love goes the extra mile. It never plays it safe. It goes on unafraid.
Tally and the new project that we're talking about is very personal. It's a CD project called Songs of the Night and a book by the same title that go hand in hand with each other. Lauren, let me ask this. I know the CD and the book's not out yet, but in as much as you've shared your story and talked about this, have you found that it's true that the body of Christ, I mean, this is what we're all about, it's a relationship thing, that when you hurt, we all hurt. When you cry, we should taste salt. I mean, that it really should be community at its best.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I have noticed in the last year or so, I think one of the biggest problems that the church has today, and I think this is the source of a lot of our relationship problems, we don't know who we are in Christ. We feel that we have to live in defeat because of the ways that life has beaten us up in the past, of the hurtful things that we've had said to us, and we just expect so much from other people that they can't give. And we have to keep our focus on God, and we have to look to God for those things in our lives. We have to allow God to heal us inside, from the inside out. And that's what I talk about a lot in this book. And I truly do want people to know that there is hope. There is hope for whatever that they have to deal with in their lives. And there are people who understand. There are people who are going through the same thing. It's really been interesting, actually, for me on my new website. I post a blog on there every 3 to 5 days whenever I get inspired to write something new. And it's really interesting for me to read the comments on there and to see how those people are responding back to each other and sharing their own experiences. And we were created for community. God meant for us to go through life sharing our hearts with each other. And to be honest, that has been a difficult thing for me throughout my life. I'd say probably most people who have seen me sing probably know me as a somewhat guarded or private person. It's been rather difficult for me to share my emotions and my feelings outwardly. That's just kind of my personality. I've always been a pretty much a go-getter and really ambitious and goal-oriented, and I'm usually focused on the end result. And I tend to kind of dismiss a lot of the feelings that are so important to the process along the way. But God showed me that if you're going to reach people, you got to show them you. And so God's been teaching me how to do that, and I wouldn't say that I'm all that great at it yet, but I'm learning. And God's just helping me open up with people in a new way. And I want them to know that it's okay for them to do that with other believers as well, because we're all going to learn from that.
Well, I've noticed with your personality, there's a great resolve there. So I would imagine any struggles that you would encounter, you would have always looked at it very optimistically, and we're going to get through this and just keep pushing on to the end result, as you said. Was that always the case, though?
Absolutely. And I was always the type that, well, if there's a problem, well, we're just going to find a solution to it. We're just going to do whatever we have to do to take care of this. And, you know, I think for a long time I was, as I put it before, arm wrestling God. And I was trying to find a solution for everything on my own. And God just had to bring me down, I think, to that low point to say, you know what, apart from me, you can do nothing.
Yeah.
And that was a hard lesson to learn. And there are still times that I get ahead of him and ahead of myself. But you know what? Life is a learning process. It's a growing process. And, you know, I'm learning just like everybody else.
You don't have to worry. And don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles, they don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. When your tests and trials, they seem to get you down, and all your friends and loved ones are nowhere to be found, remember there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Oh, I know that I can make it. I know.
Tally's project, Songs in the Night, not only a CD, but also a book that's coming out. And is it, you can get it through your new website, right?
Absolutely. LaurenTallyOnline.com will be where it's all released. You can actually go on there right now, and you can hear the title song, Songs of the Night. You can even hear the first radio single called The Extra Mile that has just gone out to radio. And I'm sure a lot of people will be hearing that in the near future. You can hear me read an excerpt of the book. There's a video of me on there recording the introduction of the book for the audiobook. And so there's a lot of different things on there that you can see to check out this project. And also on my website, there's some information about an event that I have coming up that I'm really, really excited about. there's going to be an event where I launch all of these products, and that happens March 20th in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, at an event called the Extra Mile, Dig Deeper, Go Farther. It's a one-day seminar that my family and I are doing together. I'm going to be speaking and teaching from the new book. My mom's going to be speaking. We're going to provide lunch. And then that evening, we're all going to come back together. I'm going to do a concert premiering the new album, and the Tally Trio will do a concert as well to cap off the day on a high note. And there's going to be a bag full of goodies for the conference participants, my new book, my CD, a new trio album, all that kind of stuff. You can find out all about that on my website. So I'd love to invite everyone to check that out. And, hey, get on the website and drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you.
Lauren Talley, Songs in the Night, book and CD coming out soon, and the website there will give you more information. You mentioned the fatigue that you were going through?
Yes, I had chronic mononucleosis for 3 months, and kind of a side effect of that has been the onset of chronic fatigue syndrome. They kind of go together.
So here's your personality. You said you were guarded. You also very motivated. I said strong resolve. But being that tired and needing to rest, do you think there was some speculation? People who knew you maybe thought that there was depression setting in, or thought there was something else that was wrong, or what was that process like?
I would say probably there might have been some wonder, but you know what? I would say that's pretty accurate. Looking back on how miserable I was, I would say I probably was a little bit depressed. And God just had to, I think, get me down to that point where I had no choice but to listen. And sometimes He does that. Sometimes He brings us to a point that is so opposite from everything that we're used to. And that's the only way that He can get our attention. And that was certainly the case with me. And, you know, I'm sure people might have wondered a little bit, but I really didn't tell anybody about what I was dealing with because, I didn't want to answer a lot of questions. And also, I didn't want to appear like I was complaining or whining all the time because I know everybody's tired. We've all got stuff to do.
And sure.
So, I didn't want to make it sound like, oh, poor pitiful me. I'm not like that. So I wanted to just kind of keep it to myself and to my family and real close friends. And it was just something that was real hard for me to share with people at the time. But I'm really glad that God has helped me get over that. And because I really believe that it's going to be used for the benefit of somebody else. And that's what I want.
I believe I'll testify God's been good to me. Through every test and trial, I've got the victory. Enemy has tried his best to make me turn around, bring me down. But my God's never failed me yet, so I'm gonna stand my ground. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Wait a minute, one more time, think I'll say it again. My God's been good to me, He's my closest friend. My God's never failed me yet, so I'm gonna stand my ground.
about the music that's on Songs in the Night. I mean, we've talked about the general theme there, but and I've noticed the sound. It's got a pretty pretty consistent, hopeful sound to it. But there's, you know, some differences in tempo and styles in there. So you want to talk about some of your favorites on the project?
I was so excited to do this project. It's the first one that I've ever produced myself, and that was a really exciting undertaking for me. And what I did at the start of the album was that I sent my writings in the book, not all of them, but I sent a few of them, to some of my songwriter friends in the business, and I said, hey, will you write something for my book? And they jumped all over it, and I'm so proud of the songs on this project. I feel that God handpicked each one to go perfectly with this theme. Jim Brady of the Booth Brothers is the writer of the title song, Songs in the Night, and it's one of the most beautiful and poignant songs that I think I've ever sung. It very aptly describes the theme of the project. These will be my songs in the night. This is what I'm going to say in the middle of a trial. This is what I'm going to hold on to come out in victory. And, of course, if you go on the website, you can hear that. The first single is called The Extra Mile. And it's, when you listen to it first, it's not as directly connected to the theme as you might expect. It talks about how we can bless those who are going through difficult circumstances, how we can reach out to those in need around us. And really, that's the whole point of going through trials ourselves. The Bible says that we're to comfort those in any trouble with the comfort that we ourselves have received. And that's where The Extra Mile comes from. It's a really cool little song. I'm really excited about it. And God just sent some really good ones my way. There's a song on there called The Wildest Places that I think is just the coolest little thing I've ever heard. It's the kind of song that makes you want to put the top down on the convertible and go riding down the road. But it talks about how when we activate our faith in God, how He takes us to new places that we've never imagined. And that also is a big theme of this whole project for me, because I have no idea what God is up to during all this, and I don't know where He's going to go with this, but I'm excited to be along for the ride.
Maybe a coal mine in Kentucky, or a prison in Peru, a truck stop in Montana, or a pulpit in Cancun, maybe a classroom in Calcutta, or a clinic in Bombay, a motel in Miami, or a mission in wildest places. When you're out to tell the story of how amazing grace is, it's fascinating finding how exciting faith is as love leads to the wildest places. Imagine one day trading stories with the saints who've gone before, hearing tales of jails and shipwrecks as they journeyed with the Lord. Oh, can't you hear them as they shake their heads and smile, saying just to walk with Jesus was worth every crazy mile. Love leads to the wildest places. When you're out to tell the story of how amazing grace is, it's fascinating finding how exciting faith is as love leads to the wildest places. Whether it's across the world or just across town, anyone who's gone anywhere in Jesus' name has found. Love leads to the wildest places. When you're out to tell the story of how amazing grace is, it's fascinating finding how exciting faith is as love leads to the wildest places. as you face the shadows of your doubt, a trial that you know you can't run from. You dread the pain you'll feel tomorrow, not sure that you'll survive the sorrow. You knew a time like this would surely come, but just hold on, it won't be long. You'll have all you need when you need it, though for now you just can't see it. When you're ready to receive it, grace will overflow. Put your fear on the altar and leave it. Walk on by faith and believe it. You'll have all you need when you need it. I know. One day soon, you'll understand how all of this was in God's plan, and how He gave you strength for every mile. And as the pages keep on turning, you'll look back upon the journey and see He was all you needed all the while. But until then, I'll remind you again, you'll have all you need when you need it, though for now you just can't see it. When you're ready to receive it, grace will overflow. Put your fear on the altar and leave it. Walk on.
I think you'll find some interesting doors that will open, probably that you don't, that you probably haven't even thought about yet. Because I think when you start hitting that kind of a nerve that's deep with people, it's very, very much a common denominator. We all can identify with pain, I think, and then needing hope in life. I think you'll find this will be a very effective project. Now, you have amazing amount of experience in the recording industry, and it's probably even in your genes, but book publishing and writing a book, that's a little bit a different ball game there. What are you excited about? What's different? I mean, obviously a book is not a CD, and there are some different avenues you got to go down to promote a book and to publish a book and to be called an author and all that. So, I mean, you're excited about this new avenue?
I'm a complete novice at the book publishing world, but I've had to learn a whole lot real fast to get started with this project. I didn't know anything about how to put a book together, how to get it published or anything. So I did what I've always done with my singing, and I asked people who knew more than I did.
Yeah.
I went to some friends of mine who have published books before, who are quite accomplished authors, and I just asked them for advice, and they gave me some really good pointers, and I chose to self-publish the book, and that will be coming out in March along with the CD. You'll find it on my website, laurentallyonline.com, and I'm sure you'll find it some other places too further on down the road, but the first place you'll find it is on my website. There will be a physical book, there will be an audio book, and an e-book. So there's a lot of exciting things that we're planning with this whole project, and I'm sure in years to come, I will probably look back on this and go, oh, why didn't I do that? This would have been so much better. But, you know, you learn as you go, and that's definitely what I'm doing.
Well, you're very educated, and with that strong resolve, you probably are going to just critique yourself like crazy. That's my prediction, but we all do
have.
That.
I've always been my worst critic. I think sometimes I've been my own worst enemy.
Oh, no.
But, you know, you have to just let go sometimes and say, you know what, God, it's not perfect, but it's what I've got at this time. So if you can do anything with it, have at it. And that's what I've done throughout this whole thing. And God has really helped me with that, too. I'm just so excited to see what he has in store for it. I'm so excited to hear the stories of people whom this project has touched and made their lives better. That's why I did it. I want you to know that I'm just like you, that I've had to learn things about life and about God just like you have. And God's shown me a few things about how to live a little bit better. And I want to help you where you are. I want to meet you where you are. And God's just given me a renewed desire to serve people throughout this project. And so I want to get to know as many people as I can, whether it's in person or online. And I want to reach as many people as I can.
Behold the Lamb, I will worship. Seated high upon the throne. Behold the Lamb, I will honor. Magnify the Holy One. My joy and laughter, the love that I'm after, the only thing that matters to me. There in sorrow, he sees my tomorrow. His ear is always listening. Behold the Lamb, I will worship. Seated high upon the throne. Behold the Lamb, I will honor. Magnify the Holy One. More than able, God who is faithful, his name a tower proven to be strong. That's why I'm standing, my story's ending. Passion that compels me to go on. Behold the Lamb, I will worship. Seated high upon the
the living word sacrifice.
to come, the bridge from earth to heaven. Behold the Lamb, behold the Lamb, behold the Lamb, behold the Lamb.
Tally and Songs in the Night. And tell me the website again, Lauren.
LaurenTallyOnline.com is the place to find all things about Songs in the Night.
And just to put the any kind of rumors that are starting up or whatever, everybody's thinking, okay, she's doing a CD again. Now she's writing a book. This is it. The resignation letter is going in. She's leaving the Tally Trio and doing her own thing.
Nah, right? That's not the case at all. And I think if you look at the trio's schedule for the next several months, years, you'll see that we're going to be busy for quite some time.
Good.
No, I don't have any plans to leave the family group. And they've been very encouraging and very supportive throughout this venture of mine. This is an addition to what I do with the group. I've always done solo albums. This is my fourth one. So I think people are pretty used to seeing the solo albums alongside the trio things and have been for a while. This is just a branch of ministry that is going out from the Tally Trio that I feel like God is blessing. And you know what? When one person succeeds, we all succeed because we're all on the same team. And so I hope people will embrace this. More than that, I hope that people will be open to what God has to say to them, because it's not about a new project by Lauren Tally. It's not about her new book or anything. Those are just the tools that I hope God will use to get his message out. And as long as he does that, then I'm happy.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought. Storm, what heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. His body lay, light of the world by darkness laid, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and now he stands in victory. Sin's curse has lost his grip. Just blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my death.
the Night by Lauren Talley, a CD, Crossroads Records, and also the book that's available at laurentalleyonline.com. A quote that I have fallen in love with lately by John Wesley. I think a great way to sum it up here. And you could apply this to several areas of a Christian life. Wesley said, "If your heart be as my heart, give me thy hand." And I think I think that's true. I mean, we all go through struggles. We all have questions of life. And you know what? If we can meet on that common denominator of Jesus, I think we can help each other out. It's a relational thing, and Lauren has proven that by opening up in the book and with her music. And hey, Lauren, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I thank you for having me on and letting me talk to your listeners a little bit, too.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.